more than any other feast of the year, this today's feast reminds us of our heavenly Jerusalem. The angel said to the holy women in the tomb, "Why seek ye the living among the dead?" And so our blessed Lord remains upon this earth for 40 days, only to complete his work, only to show that he had truly risen from the dead. But in fact, he did not belong here, because this earth is under the curse of death and will remain so until the second coming of Christ. And today, therefore, I would like to give you an allegory in order to explain to you the necessity of tending toward the heavenly Jerusalem. When we're baptized, all of us go down the same road. But when we achieve the age of reason, when we know what to do and what not to do, we notice that there is a fork in the road. And on the one side, we notice that there is an immense mountain of crosses. Crosses as far as you can see, in a heap. And the highway on one side of this fork is a magnificently paved highway of many lanes, surrounded by flowers, a beautiful thing to look at, and it inclines slightly down. On the other side is an old cobblestone road, which is surrounded by thorn bushes, bramble bushes, and which is very narrow. And we notice that by far most of the people are taking the wide highway that is leading down, which is easy to walk on, and which is so beautiful for the eyes to see. And on the other hand, we notice that a few people are taking this cobblestone road that is narrow and which has many dangers from being scratched by the bushes on the side. And that those people who have taken that road have not thrown their crosses upon the heap, but rather have them on their backs. And far in the distance, when we look at the cobblestone road, we can see a beautiful city sitting on the top of a high mountain. It is beautiful. It is made of marble and has gold and jewels on it. It glistens in the sun. It has high towers that also have gold on them. And these roads each lead to a certain destination. The wide, broad road has upon it certain places to stop. Just as you see on highways, places to stop. But what happens in these places to stop is unspeakable. There are places of drunkenness and sensuality. And the people stop there and do those things and then go on until finally they arrive at the end of the road, which suddenly becomes very steep, and all on it slide down and go off a cliff where there is a fiery pool at the bottom. And then looking at the other road, we see that there are also some places to stop. Each of these places has a name. The first place to stop, the inn, is called the Golden Key. The Golden Key is prayer. And the people go in there and pray. And it is called the Golden Key because anything is obtainable by prayer. It is often called the key of heaven. And as you recall, St. Alphonsus said, those who pray go to heaven, those who do not pray go to hell. And so the people take their rest in the Golden Key, which is prayer. And there they receive refreshment in order to continue on the long journey. Another inn on the way is called the Double-Edged Sword. And this is the place in which people hear the Word of God, because St. Paul is called the Word of God the Double-Edged Sword. And this refers to the fact that during our life, on our way to heaven, we are supported by the preaching of the church, what you are hearing right now, by the reading of sacred scripture, by the reading of spiritual books and the lives of the saints. These things give us nourishment, inspiration by which to proceed on the long and arduous journey. And there is another inn on the way, and that is called the Pelican. Now you know that it is said of pelicans that they will, if their little young need it, that they will pierce their own side in order to feed their little chicks. And so the pelican has always been a symbol of our Blessed Lord dying on the cross and being pierced in his side for our sins. And so the people on this road stop at the Pelican, that is, they partake of the Holy Eucharist. The Holy Eucharist is given to us as a sacrament of sustenance. No life is possible without food. If you look at all life, plant life, animal life, anything that has the slightest bit of life in it, there is no life without food. And so the food of heaven is given to us in order that we attain heaven. But it comes with a price. And the price is not what money can buy. But rather the price is purity of soul. And so those who stop in the Pelican must first confess their sins, frequent the Holy Sacrament of Penance before they can partake of this heavenly food. Catholics who manage to stay out of mortal sin are in nearly all cases those who frequent the sacrament of penance a great deal, who go perhaps once a month to confession or once every 2 months to confession. Those are the ones who manage to stay out of mortal sin. But those who constantly put it off and go but once a year, or perhaps even less,
are those who fall into mortal sin again and again. And finally, those people who have successfully rested in these three inns make it to their final goal, where the cross is taken off of their shoulders at the gates of this magnificent city, is set aside, and a crown is placed upon their head, and there they dwell for eternity. Now, on this high and difficult road, there is yet another fork before you get to that Jerusalem. And this is the choice between religious life and the secular life. The life of matrimony versus the life of the priesthood, the brotherhood, or the sisterhood. And so some take a yet higher road, but a road that goes more directly to the city, and where they receive a greater crown for the fact that they have taken this more difficult road, yet this more direct road. And others take the other fork, which although leads to the same heavenly Jerusalem, nonetheless arrive by a more indirect route. That is the allegory of today's feast. That we are not made for this world, but for the next. Yet every day our culture preaches to you the gospel of this world. Every day you are bombarded by a gospel that salvation consists in enjoying the things of this world. Whether you should talk to people, whether you should listen to the radio or look at television, read the newspapers, everything is telling you this world. And I urge you today, more than on any other day, to make for yourselves your own Catholic culture by frequenting the sacraments, by listening to the Word of God, and by prayer, so that one day you might arrive in that place to which our blessed Lord today ascended. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.